AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden expects a summer of relief from the pandemic. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he touted 300 million vaccine doses administered during his first 150 days in office, President Biden looked ahead.
A bright summer. Prayfully, a summer of joy.
For Alicia Walter, that means going to baseball games, like this week's trip to Nationals Park here in Washington. She thinks the reopening's happening just right.
I think it's a good balance between too fast and not fast enough.
But a third of Americans in an APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll think restrictions were ended too fast, and readjusting to normal life will take time. In Michigan, Phyllis Skripsik wants to get back to the gym, and it will happen.
But I've got to get prepared mentally, I think, for that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The poll also finds that now that most states have lifted restrictions, about two-thirds of those questioned who used to frequently travel say they will soon resume their travels, and three-quarters of frequent restaurant or bar goers before the pandemic say they will now return. The people may fall short of the president's goal of 70% of the population at least partially vaccinated by the 4th of July. CDC says overall about 168 million adults in the U.S., or 65% of the population 18 and over, have had at least one shot. U.S. Catholic bishops overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a teaching document that many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. The decision was made over the appeals by a minority of bishops and the Vatican for a more cautious approach to the divisive issue. A judge in Johnson County, Kansas, just outside Kansas City and the most populous county in the state, is beginning to evict tenants who are behind on rent ahead of the expiration of a federal eviction moratorium at the end of this month. This is AP News. The West and Plains continue to bake in a record-setting heat wave. Death Valley set a record high, 128 degrees. It's been so hot in Lincoln, Nebraska, the asphalt roads have buckled. Maintenance operations manager Tim Burns tells KETV.
Anytime we see temperature spikes to this degree, we anticipate some buckling of our pavements, usually about time we hit the upper teens or 120 degrees on our surface temps.
The surface temperature on the pavement reached 120 degrees. Tropical storm warning runs from just east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in the Florida Panhandle. The National Hurricane Center says a disorganized Cyclone 3 will bring tropical storm force winds and heavy rain over the next 6 to 12 hours. 4 to 8 inches of rain likely, with some areas getting a foot. The system is also expected to bring heavy rain from the coast to the western Carolinas over the weekend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.